Boom, what's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Startup University Podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Monroe, and today I have another awesome interview for you guys. So, I interviewed Adam Mariano, the founder of Sweet 24 and the BodyFrame app, and in this interview we talk about how he won the Two Comma Club Award, which is literally the Grammys of entrepreneurship, how he builds his SaaS companies and his app development companies, and how you can become a successful entrepreneur in the year 2020. The interview is awesome. Adam is a really cool guy. And I'm going to cue the intro and then you guys can take a listen. Peace. I've spent the last 3 years learning from the most successful entrepreneurs on how they were able to create a breakthrough online startup. Now, as a student at Stanford University, I'm taking the plunge into the online startup world. The real question is, how will I do it while being a full-time student athlete at one of the most competitive institutions in the world? This podcast will give you the answer. Join me and follow along as I share mine and other stories on how we are going against the status quo and building our own online startup empires. My name is Andrew Monroe, and this is Startup University. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the first interview of this channel. I'm here with Adam Areño, who is a Two Comma Club winner and founder of Sweet 24 and bought the BodyFrame app. I'm super excited to talk to you, Adam. Thanks for coming on.
You got it. Thanks for having me.
So first, I want you to just kind of talk about what Sweet 24 and the BodyFrame app are.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. So Sweet 24 is a mobile app development agency. So we've developed mobile apps for iOS, Android, web-based platforms, and we have an incubator that helps people get the funding they need for their app ideas. Because early on when we started Sweet 24, we were primarily app development. People came to us. They didn't have the money, so we created a solution to package everything, help them present it to investors, and then they can get the funds to come back to us to build it. So that's that. And then BodyFrame is one of my newest startups that I had the privilege of starting. I was the backer for it. And it's a personal training app, but it's not an app. There's so many apps out there to find trainers, find gyms, that it's actually a tool for trainers to actually build their business, build clients, manage workouts, push notifications, add meal work routines, meal plans. I think I already said that. And all in one app. I mean, it's fantastic. It's simplified. And like all the trainers that we've shown it to, like, I don't know why this has never been done. So really excited for the launch of that one too. So that's it.
That's awesome, man. Cool. It's kind of interesting how like Sweet 24 is like the app development. And then the BodyFrame is like kind of the physical fitness, but you're also incorporating like that. It's mm-hmm. for them to, like you said, like create their schedules and like put that all into a application format. That's pretty cool how it's like kind of different categories, but kind of the same.
Yeah. I mean, it's, I've always had like I used to do like a lot of fitness stuff and competing things. I don't do it anymore, but I just kind of was familiar with that industry. And our city is, you know, we're in Albuquerque, is very, it's a very fit city. A lot of people are competitors and do things. So it just made perfect sense. And we did it. So you can go to bodyframe.app. All the details are there on that one, but it's pretty cool. I really like it.
Awesome. So before we move forward and talk about like the progression of those two startups, I wanted to ask you kind of how you got into entrepreneurship, like your big aha moment when you realized that you wanted to start your own business. I don't know if you worked like a 9-to-5 before. So yeah, just tell me a little bit about that experience.
Sure. Yeah, well, I, let me turn my phone off. I don't want to ring in here. Yeah, so I actually had a different path to entrepreneurship. I was actually started really, you know, about your age, are you about 18, 20?
Yeah, 20.
20, yeah. So I was going to university my first year, and I didn't have a focus to know what I wanted to do. I just went because that's what I was told to do, and I had no idea. So I was actually in the library one day, and I went online. I was looking at some stuff, and I saw this ad about, you know, work from home. And this was a young guy like me, and he had like a massive house, all these cars. Like, dang, what does this guy do? I'm here, gonna go to school to be an architect. And I had a moment where I had asked my teacher, like, hey, what does an architect make? Because I've always been financially driven. And he said, well, we do about $40,000 a year. I'm like, oh, no way, I can't do that. You know, gotta mean like an apprentice and whatever it was. It's just like, I'm going for all this school for what? It just wasn't for me. So anyhow, saw that, called the guy, put me on a conference call, and listened to what they did. It was direct sales, doing selling high ticket things, you know, like conferences and things. And I had no idea, never done any before. I've never knew what you could do on the internet, didn't know anything about internet marketing, nothing. And so I just decided to give it a whirl. I went with it. And so they get you in where they say, okay, you can get started for like $1,500 to buy that course. And I will say to credit that that course is amazing. It really helps with personal development. Ever since that course, it's just it just changed everything. So if I didn't have success with that, just alone of that information was worth it. A really good friend of mine, Brent, actually wrote it. He's an amazing guy. Still friends today. So then they get you in and like, okay, if you really want to make the real money, you know, you got to come up with the $20K, you know, to buy the events and go to the conferences. And I'm like, oh, I don't have $20,000. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I bought a house, you know, I was selling alarms, like door-to-door selling alarms. So I bought a house. I thought I was doing okay. But I didn't have any money. So I was like, all right, well, this I got to do it. I got to do it. So I literally emptied out my house, sold everything I had, all my furniture. I sold all my, you know, anything I could sell. I sold. I had a little bit of savings, did that. I mean, just max out all the credit cards I can get. I put together the $20K and like, okay, I'm in. And then after that, the guy's like, all right, great, thanks. I never heard from the guy again. I was like, oh my God. But luckily, there was a system that I plugged into. So that's exactly what I did. I plugged in the system. It took me some time to get some success, you know, like, because the commissions were 1,000, 5,000, 8,000. So it took some time. It took me about a year to really figure this thing out because I didn't know anything about internet marketing, nothing. And then finally, around that 1 year mark, I just really plugged into Google Ads, and I was running Google Content Ads at the time. Now it's Google Display Network. And I just started generating like hundreds of leads a day. And then after that, I mean, I was just cranking out sales, you know. So I was about 22. And, you know, I had my first 5-figure month and then my first 6-figure month. And I was just like cranking. And so that's kind of started my entrepreneurial journey. Fortunately, that company had folded up. But in the meantime, I had created a course called My Google Tool. You can see on the shelf up there. But I have a couple boxes left. But it taught you Google Ads and things, and that went really well. You know, had a couple thousand subscribers, and but then Google changed their algorithms, didn't work anymore. So that was that. So then had some marketing knowledge, started helping, you know, small medium business owners generate leads, do things like that. And then I had another startup that I wanted to get into that I started early on. And it was basically going to connect business owners with exchanging. The concept was like a business owner and another business owner, and they can exchange email lists. So if I sell flowers, you sell chocolates, let's cross promote, and it create like a platform where they could do it. Fortunately, just didn't go anywhere. Put a lot of money into it, just didn't do anything. Learning experience. So then it was right at that time. I really, you know, I learned a lot in that experience. You know, I had some people that, you know, taught me some things and really how to, what people look for. Because I had to go through the whole process of raising capital and speaking to people, and I didn't know any of that at that time. So I was able to learn. And I was also wanted to get into technology because that's essentially what it was a web-based platform. And mobile apps weren't are what they are right now. So then I got into that. And around 2014 is when I started Suite 24, and you know, never looked back. You know, we started, you know, doing marketing, mobile apps, and then just mobile apps took over. Because prior to about 2010, like before that other startup, I was doing a lot of marketing, a lot of mobile apps. So we were marketing apps, just never put two and two together. And then a couple years later, we started doing mobile apps marketing. Now we just focus on mobile apps and have a look back. I mean, Suite24 is a strong business. It does very well and just led me down that path. So that's kind of a nutshell how it all worked out, but been great. And then Suite24 still have that. I mean, now during the time period with quarantine and everything, and we are busier than ever. I mean, everyone now has time to dedicate to a mobile app. Not only that, people are spending more time using the apps, making more money for apps. So everyone's like, I want a piece of that. So, I mean, we're just bombarded with people who want to, you know, get in that space. So this is very good for Suite24. And then in, on the other side, have Body Frame. We started Body Frame in October last year and just finishing up development now, getting ready to launch. But we have a solid pre-sign-up list, a couple thousand people that we're going to roll it out. And it's going to do very well. I think we're going to see a really good year here now that people have to be remote. Because that's the thing, BodyFrame, you don't have to be in person. You can be in person, you could be virtual, whatever, you can manage business. But I think a lot of trainers now, they're kind of stuck trying to figure out what they're going to do to manage clients or whatever. BodyFrame's going to do really well during this period and after. So it's kind of my path and where we're at now. So
awesome. What would you say like that? What would you say that time frame was? So you said you started like around my age, like you're in college, like 19, 20. What would you say, like what was the time frame from when you started to when things started to click and you started to be able to make some money to support yourself?
So 2004, I started like very first entrepreneurial with the high ticket stuff. And that was a very long year. 2005, finally put some things together, took off. And that went extremely well for to about 2010. Then at 2010, that business just kind of, you know, they closed up shop. And then I kind of, you know, left. Oh, 2009, excuse me. And in 2009 to 2010, I was doing like a lot of the marketing because I knew how to do that. You know, I was charging for consulting services, marketing, and that was going well. And then I wanted to do my own startup. That was 2010 to 2012, I want to say 13. And then Sweet 24 is 2014. And now we are 2020. And then BodyFrame is 2019.
That is like the perfect entrepreneurial like journey. You always hear about, you know, like they start in multiple startups, like finding some success and transitioning, the transition. And finally, I mean, you've been in the game for a long time. So like you finally found like what you're kind of your calling. So that's just kind of important to highlight because I feel like personally in entrepreneurship, a lot of people, especially beginners, think that when it doesn't work in the beginning, it's like, oh, like this isn't meant for me. I can't do this. I also want to highlight how during that first project you were doing, like when you bought that course, how you said you sold everything in your house in order to come up with the money.
Everything. Yeah. I mean, I remember literally I was selling DVDs at, I don't know if you guys have Hastings there. Hastings is gone now, but Hastings like a store. You can sell DVDs to them. I mean, I was literally selling my DVDs and CDs to put gas in my car. So if I got $20, I was like, oh my God, now that was the greatest thing. And I would only buy peanut butter and bread. I was eating peanut butter and bread. I can't tell you for how many days. I mean, my mom would bring me food and stuff, but what I buy is peanut butter and bread. That's it. I mean,
that was perfect.
Yeah. That was crazy.
I don't want to hear any excuses of people saying they can't come up with the money for like buying a ClickFunnels account or starting a 30-day challenge.
Yeah, ClickFunnels is like super easy. I mean, the stuff I had to do, because I'm dating myself now, because I'm going to be 38 this year, so I'm a little older than your audience, but I had to do everything from scratch. There was a Microsoft front page. So if you don't know what that is, look it up. It's like you have to write, build your own website, you had to write all the code and grab code from here to embed video was a pain, you know, it was like, and that's how I did it all, you know, for years.
Man. So that's also, I want to touch in. So we just mentioned ClickFunnels. For those of you who don't know what ClickFunnels is, Russell Brunson's the founder, one of the co-founder with Todd Dickerson, one of the greatest softwares, in my opinion, to ever be created. When did you come across Russell and like ClickFunnels and how quick did you implement it into your business?
You know, that's a good question. I came across ClickFunnels in 2015. And the way I came across is I had signed up for it and just to kind of check it out. I was still building my own sites. I was using Wix a lot because I like their platform. And I got invited with a friend. They're like, hey, there's this thing called Funnel Hacker Live. It's their very first one in Vegas at Planet Hollywood or something. Say, hey, do you want to go? And he was one of my clients. And he said, hey, I'll trade you tickets if you come with me. I'll take care of the room. And if you want to go, I'm like, yeah, sure. You know, it's always good to network. So that's when I went and kind of figure out what it was. Not what it is today. I mean, it was their old platform, but it was really cool. So we slowly started transitioning, you know, using it. And then now we just predominantly use it for all of our clients. You know what I mean? That's what we run, like, cause with our incubator program, where we help our clients. Part of it is building a website and everything. So a lot of our business, an element of it is all ClickFunnels. So I'd say about 2017 heavily implemented it.
Awesome. Yeah, I think I first saw a Russell Brunson ad probably around the same time, like 2016, 2017. And then I bought Expert Secrets, which is a great book.
Anyone else? That's tough. Let's see. I don't have the new one. But I got these two.
Oh yeah.
I use these a lot. Yeah, they're all highlighted up and they're great. They're great books.
Definitely good books. Yeah. So, another thing about the ClickFunnels community and the funnel hacker community, if you guys don't know, is there's kind of the Grammys of entrepreneurship, which is the Two Comma Club Award, which Adam is a Two Comma Club Award winner, which is making $1 million in one sales funnel in a year. So do you want to show your plaque, Adam?
Yeah, sure. So here's my Two Comma Club for 2024. It was last year. So, ClickFunnels is awesome. I want to get that $100 million one.
Oh, yeah.
And I have a feeling that our app will do that because we're running. I can explain that a little bit too if you'd like. We're running a lot of our funnels to the sign up process, but it's not just an app. So a lot of that's going to be backed by ClickFunnels. So you combine mobile app, everything you can do with that, run it to their platform. It's definitely going to be 10 to double comma club or 10x club, whatever. Definitely for sure. But they got that new one now. So I'm pretty confident that we'll get it.
That is super cool. Do you still go to Funnel Hacking Live?
I haven't gone since the very first one. Mm. And then I got invited for this one to go for the, because they go on stage and they give you the plaque and everything. And they say, hey, are you going to come? Are you going to come? And it just wasn't the right time. I mean, my wife and I had just had our son and we were just kind of, getting in the groove with that. And we had a whole month of travel the following month. So it was just a really tight window, so we didn't go. I mean, my wife and I, we just got back. We were gone for 5 weeks. We were in Egypt, and we went to India, then we went to Maldives, and then we went to Miami. And
oh, man.
Yeah, it was a long trip. Yeah, so just a lot going on at that time. So to answer your question, no, that was 2015.
I see. Yeah, it's crazy. I was looking at – I didn't go to Funnel Hacking Live yet. I still haven't gone to one. I'm hoping to – it's still tough just because of college and stuff. It's right in the middle of finals week always during the spring, but my business partner goes every year. Mm-hmm. And he was saying how the amount of Two Comma Club winners like tripled in between this year and last year. There's so many people now doing it.
A lot of people now. Yeah. Yeah, it definitely is. But I mean, it's a great experience. I mean, you definitely, go, and it's not so much like the event's awesome. I mean, they put on a good production. I mean, it's totally different from the one I went to. I mean, the one I went to was like in a ballroom at the Planet Hollywood. I mean, I think they all are now, but it was like, it was like a average wedding, I guess, kind of like that vibe. Now it's a whole production. They put a lot more money into it. And, but not that, it's like more so like the relationships you make and people you meet. And that's really cool. I actually caught up with one of my friends there. He does a lot of stuff with travel and things. And he does very well for himself. We caught up and it's good to see him again and kind of brainstorm. He's actually brought me some nuggets to help with, body frame and 2.4. So that was good.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So another thing I want to talk about is one of the hardest parts of entrepreneurship is kind of how like the emotional roller coaster that it brings along. Mm-hmm. You got a lot of highs, you got some lows. Mm-hmm. How do you stay motivated and keep pushing whenever you experience those lows? Maybe it was like early in your career when things looked like they weren't going to pan out, or even now.
That's easy. Number one, I always tell myself nothing lasts forever. If it's always good, it's not going to last forever. When it's bad, that's not going to last forever. What keeps you motivated, keeps you focused, is have a bigger picture, a bigger goal. So when you're just kind of like, you feel like the weight's on your shoulders, you don't know what to do, you don't know when sales come in or whatever happens, you can physically pull that up, whatever X is, look at it. I'm very big on journaling. I write my goals every morning. I'll journal what my goal is. And then I have, on my phone, I have all my affirmations. And that stuff works. I mean, not so much like, I think as I'm speaking in existence, it's not that. It's more so a reminder of who you are, what you're about. This is temporary. It's going to fade away. And then just that visual stimulus of looking at your goal, feeling it, visualizing it. That'll get you through it. I promise you, because a lot of times people look at it like, what is, like, my life right now is what is, my sales isn't working. No one's buying. I'm not making any money. I got bills, whatever it is, that you can either choose to go that path and you will notice. I challenge your viewers to take this, go on that path and think that way and see how your days turn out. See how your week turns out. It's going to be pretty crappy. All the stuff's going to snowball. you have to check it right away and just like, you know, it takes a lot of mental willpower. So it takes practice really thinking and just kind of think, you know, well, what if it goes right? Here's what's going to happen. Here's how I'm going to feel. And you'll notice there's an unlimited possibilities that are going to connect to you. You know, your finite mind cannot figure out infinite possibilities, infinite intelligence. I totally believe that. And I'm not talking about like, The Secret or Law of Attraction. You know, I'm not trying to get all woo-woo-y and all that, but I do know that that does work. 100% it does, because it's just you, where your attention goes, energy flows. And it's like, I was having this conversation with my wife. It's like, you know, you could be thinking like on a radio wave, right? Like, you're tuning in a bad station, it's fuzzy, you know, you're just going to get whatever on that path. If you tune in another station, you feel good, you're upbeat, you know, it's a song you like, you're going to feel good, you're going to attract more, you're going to get better songs, you know? So it's just kind of what you're tuned into. And that'll get you through it, because, you know, you're going to have hard times. You're going to have times you want to quit. You're going to have times where it's difficult. You're going to be like screaming at yourself. You're going to be wanting to go back to plan B, or, you know, did I do the wrong thing? And you're going to want to quit. There's many times I've wanted to quit. Many times I was just like, what am I doing? I mean, you know, it gets uncomfortable sitting in your house completely empty. I have a mattress. I'm eating a peanut butter sandwich. And I'm like, yeah, this plan's going to work out. Weeks. It went on to a year. I remember I went to the casino one night with some family. There was $100 bill on the ground. I thought I was like, oh my God, like, you know, it was like that bad. You know what I mean? And I just knew, I knew what I wanted. And, you know, the truth is, everything that I saw myself doing during that time period, I got. I figured it out. It worked out. So people put too much time on looking at people's highlight reels. You know, no one's posting their failures. You know, they're not showing you all that. They're showing you the highlight reel. There's a lot of lonely nights, a lot of work, disappointments, people don't show up, people that don't pay, you know, all that. But you can't, you got to let that go and focus on why you're here, why you're doing it. You know, what is the long term? You know, early on for me, it was more so like, oh, I want to buy a house, I want to buy this car. You know, that's fun. That can get you excited. But now it's like, bigger things, you know, I have family now, like what can they do for them 20 years from now, you know, that type of stuff gets me excited. And it's just really, don't let the temporary distract you from what could be your future, you know what I mean? Like, be caught up on that.
Yeah, that's some, those are some good gold nuggets in there. That was yeah. That was a value bomb for sure.
Yeah, so it's you're going to have those days, but it's all worth it. Totally. I would not change a thing. You know, I would just learn faster. That's the thing. I would just learn a lot faster. And it's so easy now. Like, there's so many resources. I mean, there's a lot of people that sell a bunch of crap, but I mean, that crap, there's some good nuggets in it. So if you can get one little nugget in there, it's worth it.
Oh yeah, for sure.
But a lot of it's regurgitated, but you still learn a lot. Definitely.
Yeah. So do you have any, like, kind of mentors in the entrepreneurship realm that you've looked up to for a while, that you've, like, if you had to give a couple that you would recommend to learn from?
You know, my business is heavily sales driven. It's all about phone sales, how to close, how to sell. So, I mean, I came across Grant Cardone a long time ago, probably 2010, when he was on LinkedIn doing all stuff. So I've been following him a long time. And now, you know, he's grown, you know, obviously, but his early on stuff, like a Closer Survival Guide, I've listened to that on audio book thousands of times. I have the book. I read it. Like, I've transcribed it, wrote a whole manual for my sales team to be able to close, like in our lingo, you know, and it's just being able to close. So that is definitely, you know, Grant's helped a lot, for one. Other than that, I can't really say, because we're focused on sales. So how are they selling? What are they doing? What's their culture like? And that's what we work on.
Yeah, Grant Cardone kind of is like the king of sales, so that's definitely the guy to learn from.
I mean, if you want to learn, it's just repetition. Another little thing that I do is audiobooks. I put it in my car like at 2 speed, 2 times, so it sounds really fast, but your mind, you'll adjust to it, and then when it's regular, it sounds so slow, but you can listen to it twice as fast, and you'll still get it.
That's awesome. So yeah. As we start to wrap up here, this kind of the whole premise of this channel is, it's called Breakthrough Startup Secrets. Mm-hmm. Kind of telling stories about people who have created their very own breakthrough startups. So mm-hmm. If you had just maybe one recommendation for someone out there who's looking to create their very own breakthrough startup, what do you think that would be?
do your homework, do your research, look at what's out there, and pivot on it. You probably have a great idea. You're going to find someone that's also had that great idea. See what they're doing right, what they're doing wrong. Read reviews about it. What do people like? What do they don't like? And then use that to create your iteration of it. That's how you build a startup that's working. Don't try to be too creative, especially right now. A lot of people want to get into tech space. I'm not saying not be creative, but don't try to make it complex. Like, I deal with mobile apps every day, okay? The people that call us and have this grand scheme of an app and it's so complicated, it's like no one's going to download that. It's just too much. You know, no one's going to use it. No one's going to spend the time to use it. It has to be simple and quick. So what you want to do is find something that's simple, or if you have a complex model, simplify it. Find the main thing that it does and just do that really well. That's how you do it.
Awesome. That's good to hear. That's some good value right there. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much for coming on. I want to leave this time now for you to kind of tell the audience where they can find you, where they can contact you, where they can, you know, find Suite 24 or the Body Frame app once it's launched.
Yeah, absolutely. So you can connect with me on social media. You can find me on Instagram. It's just Adam_Arellano. So that's ADAM_ARELLANO. Facebook's just Adam Arellano. Just look me up there. And you can go to suite24.com. That's spelled out. That's SUITETWENTYFOUR.com. If you have an app idea, you want us to discuss it, you want to enter in our incubator program to help you get some funding for your app idea, if you want to launch your app, we can develop it for you. Or if you are in the fitness space, you want to grow your personal training business on or offline, whatever your preference is, go to bodyframe.app and pre-sign up today, because we have a 14-day trial as soon as you sign up. So we are going to be launching that app, I would say, here by the end of the month. My fingers crossed. It's been a long time coming, but yeah, it's free to find me.
Awesome. I'll also put that stuff in the description of this episode, so feel free to go down there and click on those links. So yeah, thanks again, Adam, for coming on.
You're welcome.
Talk to you guys next time.